The Brookings City Council unanimously approves an amendment to the Human Rights Ordinance. The changes strengthen the definition of discrimination in the ordinance and modify some of the procedures of the commission. Steve Baer chairs the Brookings Human Rights Commission. He says the council passed a resolution last year reaffirming the city's commitment to inclusion, equality, and justice.
The passage of the resolution came with clear direction from the council to the Human Rights Commission that the resolution was the beginning rather than the end of the journey. The words of the resolution would not carry much weight if we did not back those words with meaningful action. Tonight, we are here to ask you to take meaningful action through the unanimous passage of Ordinance 17-21.
The amendment in part says discrimination based on race, color, sex, creed, religion, ancestry, national origin, familial status, disability, marital status, gender identity, or sexual orientation is unlawful in Brookings. The only person to raise concerns about the proposal was Lori Cooper.
I go back to the five freedoms that are listed in the Constitution, and this seems like this is going way beyond that. So I understand you're going to do what you're going to do, but I think I want it on the record that I think this is overreach by government.
Baer says the city has also taken a number of other steps.
These changes are within the council's purview under Home Rule. We believe the approval of the proposed changes will allow us to become the first city in South Dakota to achieve a perfect 100 score. Only 60 other cities in the nation have achieved this.
That score is based on a number of criteria set forth by the National Human Rights Campaign. Last year, Brookings scored only a 52, which was still the highest in South Dakota. This year, he expects it to be in the 70s and maybe 100 next year.